This is the What Am I Afraid Of process, and please do not listen to this recording while operating a motor vehicle or any kind of machinery. Let's do the What Am I Afraid Of exercise. You should have already downloaded the What Am I Afraid Of worksheet. If you haven't done so, place the recording on pause in a moment and tab back to the web page and click on the picture at the top. The worksheet PDF will open automatically. You can pause the recording now to do that. You can type directly on the PDF, or you can print it if you prefer and write on it. And here's how we will conduct this process. As I step you through the process, I will periodically instruct you to pause the recording while you complete the current step. So briefly, take a moment and at the top of the worksheet, write down a situation that has been a source of fear for you. And pause the recording while you do this. So in regard to this fear, if it were true, then what other fear would you be afraid of? Get in touch with whatever that fear would be. Don't edit your answer or sugarcoat it or dilute it to make it sound better. And when you're in touch with it, write it down in the left column. You can pause the recording while you do this. Look at the second sentence you wrote. If this statement were true, then what would you be afraid of? Get in touch with this second level of fear. Again, no editing, and write it down in the left column and pause the recording while you do this. Now look back at this statement you just wrote. If this statement were true, then what would you be afraid of? Write it down in the left column and pause the recording while you do this. Again, look back at the last statement you wrote. If this statement were true, then what would you be afraid of? Again, write down your answer and pause the recording while you do this. One last time, look back at the last statement you just wrote. If this statement were true, then what would you be afraid of? Write it down and pause the recording while you do this. So let's put these fears to the test. Look at the first fear you listed. Is it true? Can you say with 100% certainty, not 50% certainty or 90% certainty, but can you say with 100% certainty that it represents the truth, that it predicts without doubt what will happen? Consider for a moment a more realistic statement about this fear. Reflect on it for a moment. What would be a realistic statement or outcome if when you dealt with this issue, you were at your best? In the right column, write down this more realistic statement in one sentence that is short and straightforward, and pause the recording while you do this. Now look at the second fear you listed. Is this true? Can you say with 100% certainty that it's the truth or will happen without any doubt? Consider for a moment a more realistic statement about this fear. Reflect on it for a moment. What would be a realistic statement or outcome if when you dealt with this situation, you were at your best? Now write this more realistic statement in one sentence, again, that's short and straight, forward, and pause the recording while you do this. Now look at the third fear you listed. Is this true? Are you 100% certain it is? That without any doubt, it will happen. Now consider what would be a realistic statement or outcome. When you dealt with this situation, with this issue, you were at your best. And write this down. pausing the recording while you do this. Now look at the fourth fear you listed. Again, is it true? 100% certain that it's true. That it will happen without any doubt. Probably not. So what would be a realistic statement if when you dealt with this issue, you were at your best? Write down this statement. Pause the recording while you do this. Now look at your last fear that you listed. Again, is this true? 100% certain that it's true. That it will happen without any doubt. Probably not. What would be a realistic statement if when you dealt with this issue, you were at your best? And write this statement down and pause the recording while you do this. Now look at what you've written on the worksheet. Each column represents a storyline. The statement on the left is a story that spirals down into more and more anxiety and pessimism. The statement on the right is more realistic, empowering you with the strength of your own inner resourcefulness to resolve the issue. Which one of these stories is closer to the truth? Well, it's the one on the right, isn't it? Which one did you believe when you were in fear? Well, of course, the one on the left. Conscious awareness has now brought this situation to a place of choice for you. So, which one do you now want to empower as your attitude? The one on the left, the fear? Or the one on the right, that mobilizes your inner resources? Ask yourself, who would you be without these fears? Write down your answer on the back of the page. This concludes the exercise.